This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. The Party
Line Crew. This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
You're breaking out all kinds of unique music today, aren't you?
It's good. I like the mellow stuff, man.
We were singing along. I'm not complaining. Yeah. It's not a complaint. I was singing along. Rachel was singing along with us.
Dancing in my seat.
Yeah, we're all getting it on over here.
Grooving.
That's right. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Well, you got to love that. You know, I thought I hit that a little while ago, and apparently I didn't.
You know, that's
and it's
probably
a spam call,
idea,
no less.
I can about guarantee.
It's a spam call. I will not. Yeah. Let me redo that. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marsan's Window Tinting in Antioch. They stick it where the sun shines, and Mel says that the sun's going to shine today for a little while.
Oh, that's a good chance of it. I mean, it's isolated, so.
Okay,
we'll
some
see.
Showers?
Probably overnight, maybe, and into tomorrow, yeah.
But then did you say that the temperature actually...
We reach our high tomorrow at 8 a.m., and then gradually the rest of the day it drops to 61 and then down into the upper 50s overnight.
I'm so not complaining.
Yeah.
Just not complaining at all.
The heat is breaking tonight, actually, overnight tonight. It's going to break, so...
That'll make for a great broadcast Friday evening.
It's going to make it's going to make for a great weekend.
All right. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Avery Home Furniture, mattresses, and appliances in downtown Frankfort. Big Deals, save money now on 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And, of course, Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast, which you can watch at HoosierlandTV.com, that's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoups, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware, and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties. Simplify Family Dental and Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters. And just as a side note, as I saw Shoups on there, tomorrow is the last day to get registered if you're interested in the Shoup's Country Foods Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off at the Indiana State Fair. So the cook-off is on the 9th, but tomorrow is the last day to get registered, so get your team of four together. If you have not seen their post on Facebook yet, they have tons of great prizes, but you could win $1,000 cash.
Mm-hmm.
But also some really cool prizes
yeah,
over
cool
the years.
It's cool to see that contest.
It is very cool to see
grow
it.
Grow, and it's amazing.
It's fun to watch. Yeah. It's fun to be a part of.
How many years have they done that now down at the State Fair?
15?
I think 15 at the State Fair, and it started here at our little county fair.
So they've got it down to quite the science now, but I do want to let everybody know that tomorrow is the last day to get registered for that. And the categories, you can find the information on Facebook, or you can go to shoupscountry.com and check it all out there, because they have some really great categories. And if you're going to enter one, you might as well enter
all of them.
I mean, I hate to say it, but yeah, why not?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
do you have to lose?
Exactly.
So, anyway, all right, we have a guest in studio. Oh, you have something?
Real quickly, I want to get this road closure updated. County Highway does have County Road 250 East closed. It's been closed throughout the night, and it's going to be closed for at least part of the day today, maybe all day, between County Road 180 North and Michigan Town Road. So, out in the Michigan Town area, keep that in mind that that's going to be closed.
All right, and today is Stuff the Bus. We'll talk about that more in the second half of the show today. But if you're interested in listening, it is time for Stuff the Bus Day today. We welcome Rachel Lattimore, who is with the Delphi Opera House. Good morning.
Woo-hoo.
I brought the cool weather with me.
Okay? I'm not mad about that. I mean, is the heat getting to you as well?
I have to do my part. Oh, absolutely.
I promised I wouldn't complain about the heat when it was like 20 below. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything about the heat.
Well, we're lucky we've had rain.
Yes.
A lot of Indiana has not had rain.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
Yes. Yeah. But that means my grass is still growing. I keep having to mow and mow and mow. And I heard Stan say yesterday his weeds were getting out of control because, again. You know,
so in January, we'll be having this conversation as I drive in, and it's icy and snowy. Let's keep it in perspective here.
All right, look, we're women, okay? So we're just going to complain about
something. We're going to roll with it.
That's right. All right. So many things happening over at the Delphi Opera House, and I've just talked about how much that is such a little diamond in the rough over there.
It's beautiful there.
It is, and I don't know a lot of people know that it's there. We have talked about it a couple of times, but give us just a quick overview of the Delphi Opera House and really how it got to its kind of full glory that it is again from what it once was, but that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. The building actually is an 1865 structure that was built more as a city building. So it had retail and apartments and things on the first and second floor, and the third floor, where the theater is now, was just a small city space with a stage. So they would have lectures and parties and things like that. And shortly after it opened, it was then officially turned into a theater and named as an opera theater. And at that time, all these small towns had all these old opera theaters, and you would have performers roaming from theater to theater. And in 1914, the building was closed because there was only one entrance and exit. And after a couple of theaters burned and some people perished in the fire, they closed the building down because there was only one entrance and exit. And that building sat empty for over 100 years.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
And a horrible thing, but the best thing is that because the theater was on the third floor, stuff just got put in the theater and it got left. So all the original wallpaper, the wood, all the things that made it a special theater were maintained. However, it disintegrated over time, and that's what we've restored. So when you walk into the theater, we had an Ohio group, we had a Civil War era ball last March in honor of our 10th anniversary, and that group came in from Ohio, and they said of all the places they go to do these Civil War balls, ours is the most historically accurate. So they renovated the building, they built off the back, they put in an elevator, large spaces, meeting rooms, and then just restored the theater. But all the original wallpaper that was on those walls was recreated by a company in Wabash, Indiana. So when you walk in, all those original wallpapers are back on the wall. All the wood has been restored, even in the back of the building where there are these large areas in the back that are tin lined, where they used to have the stoves to heat the building, those are still there. So when you walk in, it's like walking into the same spot that you would have walked into 100 years ago to see a show.
Well, I knew that there had been a fire, but I didn't know it sat empty for 100 years.
It sat empty for 100 years and just filled with stuff. And the biggest challenge was the roof. And once they were able to, the Delphi Preservation Society was able to acquire the building, and through different actions in town and different support and different people behind saving, because the building encompasses almost half of the block.
Yes.
So when you save the building, it's not just the theater. It's not a typical theater that you walk into and you walk into the first floor and it's kind of the sweeping lobby, and it's up on the third floor. So those first couple of floors were areas where there were apartments and businesses. And so the first floor ran. People were coming and going, but it was the third floor where the theater was. Just, it was the rats and the, well, maybe not rats, but squirrels and vermin were living up there. And it was just empty.
And it's crazy to think. I saw before and after. I mean, I saw a picture after one of the fires.
Amazing.
And to see what it is today, because the wood work in there is beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And the theater itself only holds 233 people. So it's small, it's intimate, and when you come for a performance, whether it's a local high school choir in there, a show, we do a lot of rentals, or it's a Friday or Saturday night, we've got a show in there, you're not in a huge auditorium with 800 to 1,500 people. It's a small, intimate space. And every time we take a break from a show, it's like hometown in there. People are visiting. We have to tell people, get back to your seats. If the performers want to finish the show. And it's because people, they know each other. They meet somebody. They want to engage and talk to each other. And so it's a whole different feel. There are plenty of venues with marvelous shows, but we're right in that middle. We're not the large one. We're not the tiny bar or small area. We're just that small venue that's intimate and fun, and it's historic, and so it's kind of a fun place to be.
It's beautiful. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and you touched on it just briefly, is, yes, the theater is up on the top, but there are some other floors, and what they have done have created some meeting spaces in there and mm-hmm. some other areas. But when they did that, boy, there was a lot of thought put into those, because not only yeah. do they have microphones, but there's high-quality internet, there's TV screens so people can have meetings in there. And so talk about that a little bit, because I don't think people would have any idea looking at that building that it's got as much technology in it as it does.
Oh, no. It's a great space. And again, the theater, when it was restored, and it was done through the Delphi Preservation Society, and they actually own the building. The Opera House actually rents and operates the inside of the building. And they were very forward-thinking, so each floor has a meeting space and space that can be used by community, and like the local high school. We'll have them in a lot to do different things. So on the first floor, we have a banquet hall, and then right next to us is an art gallery run by three local artists that open into our main small lobby area, but they always hang artwork and have special shows, and they use that banquet hall. And the banquet hall is set up, the max that can be in there is about 90 people. We have a screen in there, we have internet, all the technology. Mm-hmm. You can have a meeting in there, you can have a lunch in there, you can have a baby shower in there. We've got somebody who's actually rented, they're going to have their ceremony on the first floor in the banquet hall with just seats, and then they'll go up to the third floor and have the party and the reception up there.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then on the second floor, we have green rooms, which is access for artists to go up a back staircase to behind the theater. And then we also have a smaller meeting room. We call it our multi-purpose room. And we have a kitchen grade area in there. So if somebody wants to come in and rent the building, we have a great kitchen in there that you can use with the stove and a dishwasher and large counters and everything that you would need. And then up on the third floor is a theater in a huge lobby. And so a lot of people will hold weddings or receptions there. We had a very big wedding reception there about a month ago. And we have concession in a bar. So it's, again, we talk about it being small, but the space is perfect. So if you're going to have 200, 250 people, that building can hold all of those people, and you can move around space to space. This last wedding reception, a lot of little kids. And little kids at wedding receptions can get into a lot of stuff. And they love the elevator, and they love to push the buttons. But we set up the multi-purpose room for them with tables and food and games. So they were able to kind of hang out, and the parents were up on the third floor just having a fun time.
Yeah, it's a great facility. And then, as you mentioned, the elevator was added and needed because it's on the third floor, mm-hmm. but it is in. I want people to understand, because there are some people listening right now going, I am never going to go see opera.
Well, it's not.
There
it's,
you go. Yeah. It's just called the Opera House.
Yes.
So you're not going to hear the, oh, I mean, you might, no, but that's no. not the Daily Show.
No, it's not the Daily Show. It's the genre of the time. So theaters at that time were called opera houses mm-hmm. because in the mid to late 1800s, that's what you would see. You would see traveling lectures, authors, and that was music of the time. You didn't have all of the technology that you have now. So you couldn't bring, well, you could bring like a 10-piece band in, but it was mostly opera, that these opera singers that were traveling from one opera house to another. I just came back from a conference called the League of Historic American Theaters. We call it LHAT. So you bring all these theater people together, and we talk about what's working and how we solve all the world's problems together. But those of us that are in that late 1800s, they're also called opera houses, and they have that same challenge thinking that the public thinks that all we are is opera, and we are so far from opera.
Again, Rachel Lattimore with the Delphi Opera House is our guest on Party Line today. So since we're so far from opera, that would be my next thing. Let's talk about some of the shows that you have coming up, because, again, I've dealt with the Opera House quite a bit a little while back, and, girl, you have made some leaps and bounds in strides to bring more things in. You know, they were having a show once in a while, and I'm looking at your schedule now.
We've gone last year.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. You've been busy.
Last year we went from 17 ticketed shows, and we're at 35.
Yes.
And so there's almost 50 events throughout the year, because we'll do festivals. We do art camps and drama camp and all kinds of community engagement events. But it's our theater use that we want to make sure and do programming that really fits a wide range of people. And so rather than just looking at a Friday or Saturday night and thinking, oh, how do we bring a band in here? How do we fill the theater? What we want to do is make sure and program so that we're touching all the different people that we serve. Because we are a nonprofit organization and we're all about mission. And so we've got a variety of everything. This year we've got 3 bluegrass bands booked. The biggest one is called Hogslop String Band. They're a group I saw a couple years ago, and they are high-energy progressive bluegrass. They are so fun. And we also have a traditional bluegrass group coming in from Kokomo. It's the Baylor family. So we have a little bit of each. Then we have a group coming in from Ohio. Their mandolin player has won all kinds of awards, and they're quickly climbing the charts, and that's called My Brother's Keeper. So we've got 3, within that genre, we've got 3 different groups coming in. We have a lot of Sunday programming, so that's for youth and seniors. We hear a lot that getting out on a Friday or Saturday night is really difficult because mm-hmm. It's not a far drive, but a little bit of winding country roads. And it gets dark in the winter, so we have almost 10 programs that are designed for Sundays. And within that, there are 3 different things that happen on Sundays. So we've got several programs that are, one has a lunch. It's a Frankie Valli group that's coming in. It's called the 4C Notes. Then we have a couple of performers coming in to do shows that are theme-based. So one of them, her name is Audrey Johnson. She'll be doing 2 programs next year. One is a holiday show. It's the story of American Christmas music. And that will be interesting. So she sings and tells stories, and it's all about history. So it's that combination of entertainment and lecture and fun. And it's the perfect thing for family or for seniors. Very different than what you would program on a Friday.
Absolutely.
Or a Saturday
sure.
night. And then we also have other programming that we're running a singer-songwriter series. That what we're doing is we're bringing artists in who maybe can't fill a Friday or a Saturday, but preparing them and giving them the opportunity to perform on stage. So there'll be 4 to 5 singer-songwriters on stage sharing songs and stories, talking about how they wrote it, performing it. They'll have some presentations. We have an MC, and we've partnered with a group called Sammy, and that's the songwriters of the American Songwriters of the Midwest. And so we're really excited about that. We have 3 separate programs, and they're all scheduled on Sundays. So that's a time when people can come out.
And that's a great time, because I think what happens on Sundays is people get up, they go to church, they want to grab something to eat maybe, and then they're like, now what can we do?
Yeah, and it's perfect time. All our shows on Sundays start at 2 o'clock.
That's perfect timing.
So it's perfect timing, and it's great. You can bring, and we're hoping that some of those Sunday programs, people will come together in groups with mm-hmm. friends or family to enjoy. So it's a whole different vibe than what happens on a Friday or a Saturday night.
Yeah, it's almost like a, I want to call it like a coffee, almost like a coffee house open mic system, where like back in this 60s, late 60s, early 70s, you would have those, and people would come in, they would play music, their own stuff that they wrote, or they would read poetry, or, you know, it was an open mic for all types of artists.
Yep, yep. And it's always nice to hear what's happening behind the story. And our local partner for that is the Delphi Sciotes sorority. they're coming in, their group is going to come in, help us set up. They'll make the coffee. They'll bring baked goods. So it's back to this kind of coffee house flavor.
That and is a great idea.
One of those very community-oriented events that really promotes music and local singer-songwriters because they're trying to aspire to play venues, but they are relegated to maybe a bar or a coffee house, something small, but they don't have a chance for a performance venue, and they don't have the following yet for us or anyone else to book them on a Friday or Saturday night. So it cultivates the audience towards these performers, and hopefully we can book them later for follow-up shows.
See, I see the difference I think I'm seeing now is that word, cultivating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it went from, okay, let's try and get some shows in here, to
yeah.
How can we engage more of the community, and how can we support our own community?
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's all about fulfilling the mission. And then we get to our traditional Friday and Saturday nights. So we've booked some bluegrass groups. We've got a Tom Petty tribute band coming in. His name's Clayton Bellamy. He's out of the Nashville area. He just played down south, and the group where they played said the band was absolutely awesome. So that's a traditional booking. We have a lot of holiday shows that we'll be doing. I have a friend who's from Illinois. He's a singer-songwriter. His name's Barry Cloyd, and he'll be doing a show called A Celtic Christmas. So it's a specially designed show, and it's a different flavor of music. So we might have a rock band one night, and then we've got something different the next night. And we've got a big swing band from Lafayette coming in. And, again, that'll be a Sunday show, but we've got a local singer that's more like a Tom Jones, kind of a crooner that will be singing with the big band. And we have lots of holiday shows. And our local in-house theater group called Red Brick Theater is doing White Christmas during the holidays.
Have you always had that in-house theater group?
We've always had the in-house theater group. It's always called Red Brick. But again, I think what happens is when you're a small theater in a small town and you don't have a full-time team focused on the balance of everything, you're booking four or five things at a time. Okay, we got that done. And then, we got to book more. And then you come book four or five more shows. Right now what we're doing is we're looking at, this is our 10th anniversary season. So the building was renovated 10 years ago. So I figured if we're going to go big, let's go big. So we've booked lots of shows, and we're trying to release everything at the same time. So we announced all our season a week ago, and we're slowly, in the next week, we'll have everything up on our website, so we can start selling tickets. So I can tell you what's running from late August all the way through next May. There is not room in our schedule to add much more. We've got everything booked out. So that way, if you're interested in a Sunday show, you can see what we're doing. If you want a holiday show, you can pick the four or five things that you want. If you want to come to a Sunday, we have that. And if you love like a Tom Petty show or like Celtic Christmas, it'll be kind of a mellow show. You can do that as well. So we've got pretty much everything laid out.
Well, and it also gives you the opportunity if you go and you say, man, I really liked that. Well, then mm-hmm. you want to check the schedule and see what else there is.
Absolutely.
And you can see this mm-hmm. time versus, mm-hmm. well, we don't know yet what it's going to be. So
This
is a great plan.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing that we're excited about is to really showcase the building, because the building is very beautiful. And it is a community treasure. And right down the street from us is the Delphi Historic Canal. So all of a sudden you've got this little town with this kind of magic starting. It's always been there, but when you start restoring and saving old buildings and you've got community synergy happening, all of a sudden you got this thing going on. So right next to us is an art gallery that is big city flavored. Small town, but it's high quality artwork.
Yes.
People travel from Chicago and all these regions to come because our artists are well known. And so you've got the gallery. On the other side, a little Italian restaurant just opened. And they're not open for lunch, but they're open 7 days a week. So they're open on Sundays and Mondays when a lot of local restaurants are closed. And we'll be working with them in partnership and some of our other restaurants to make sure that you can order a meal ahead pick it up, and then come sit in our banquet hall and eat dinner with friends before you go to a show.
So you can really get the dinner and a show.
Yep. Or you can come early, go down the street to the canal, take a look at what they have down there. It's a beautiful
Mike's actually going to be on with this in a couple of weeks.
Wonderful. And Mike is just dynamite. And so, again, we've got this whole flavor of things going on. And often we've got plans where you come early and you do different things around town, and then you stay and do a show. So Canal Days is coming up next week. We'll be open all day. We do tours all the time. Matter of fact, I'm hosting a church group, about 15 people from a church. They're going to come in, take a tour, and then we're going to host them for lunch on the stage with a restaurant right next door. Those are things that we can do and add some fun.
Yes.
And of course, for Halloween, we'll be doing ghost tours because we do have a couple of ghosts. How could you have an old building? We do.
Yeah,
we
especially an old theater.
Absolutely.
Oh, do tell. Give some more details.
Apparently, I have not encountered them, although I come in, we've got a standee of a famous poet that I have just outside my office, so I talk to him all the day. But apparently, we have a gentleman in a top hat that roams the top floor and a child. And I've not encountered them. So when I first heard about it, I was, oh, yeah, right, okay. But there are several people who have stories.
Oh.
And it's sounds and feelings and things being moved. And so we have our own ghosts there at the Opera House. How can you have an old building in an old historic town without people who loved the area who want to stay and entertain your audience?
Like I said, especially a theater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we have our ghost light on.
Do you have the ghost light?
We have the ghost light on.
And do you have somebody that sweeps the stage right before every performance?
We try.
Yeah.
We try. We function
because hand in hand with the ghost.
Yes, life. We function about 99.5% on volunteers. We have the most amazing volunteers. Again, we're a nonprofit. There's only one full-time employee, and that's me. So we're running a theater with almost 50 shows next year, and we function solely on the love and the passion of people who just are compelled to be in that building because they treat it like their home, and they want people to come and visit their home and have an experience.
And I think the same thing with the art gallery as well. The folks that are in the art gallery are regular folks.
Yes.
For the passion of it.
Yes.
I've been in there several times, and I've seen the same face a few times, and then another same face that I've seen several times in there as well.
Yeah.
And it just shows the passion and commitment that the Opera House and the gallery are all making. And you're right, because you have all these nice little restaurants. Peretta's just opened up. We've got a new bakery there.
Yes.
You already had Brick and Mortar, which is a great restaurant.
Great
all
restaurant.
These things there. And, boy, you talk about a little honey hole. You guys are becoming.
It really is. And all around us are all these beautiful old historic homes that are restored, fixed up. The Preservation Society just awarded some people in the community for preservation, and a lot of them are bed and breakfast. So it's this whole little hub that's happening there, and it's so close to everything. It's just like a 20 to 30 minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of like a star. In any direction, you kind of hit lots of little towns, and you're close to bigger areas. And you can't get the flavor, that historic, intimate space like you can at the Opera House. I'm also excited. We've decided to move from bottled water to canned water. So there's a company out of Lafayette called Novus. And again, it has more to do with, recycling plastic. It's just not happening. So the environment is really taking a hit off plastic bottles. So we've gone to canned water. And the water's designed with our wallpaper around it. And so we're very excited that Novus has come in and allowed us to offer canned water. And it's very cool. So we're doing a lot of different little things, too, to really celebrate our community, the environment, the people that we're inviting in. And again, it goes back to the flavor of our volunteers. We're all family, and we want you to come visit our home and enjoy it.
Now, I do want to talk about a couple of other things, and I know we're running short on time. Before we give how folks can get a hold of you, you're also doing some sponsorships this well. Mm-hmm. So I want to give you an opportunity to invite folks to maybe do a sponsorship or at least find out about that.
Oh, okay. So we've got two different paths that you can choose. If you're a business or a corporate support partner, you can actually sponsor a show. And you can do one or more shows. And that involves underwriting the show. It helps us bring these artists in. You get all that recognition, stage announcements, all the things that go on. And again, because we're a smaller theater, people really pay attention to those people that are bringing those artists in. And we can't do it without our sponsors, just like the radio station. And we have a lot of personal or private individuals who will say, and I'm just going to call out to Mike Tefrault from the Canal. There was a performer that he just loved. His name is Andy Gullihorn. He'd seen him perform multiple times, threw the name out to me. I reached out to Andy, and we had room in our schedule. And Mike was so thrilled, he made a personal gift to help underwrite that particular show. So there's a choice. If there's something that you really love, another artist coming that we have is, James Taylor. We don't have James coming, but his brother, his name is Livingston Taylor. And I saw Livingston perform about 10 years ago. It is a magical show. He is so fascinating and interesting. He sounds a lot like his brother.
That's what I was going to say.
He's an amazing performer in his own right. He's taught music for years.
And a songwriter as well.
Oh, he's amazing. It is one of my all-time favorite shows. So we booked him to come. And, you know, when you're booking people of that stature, it's a very expensive booking. You have all those expenses with it. But there are people who are so fascinated with what his performance might be, that a lot of people are saying, I want to help sponsor Livingston. Because without that, we couldn't afford to bring him here. Because when you're booking shows, you're trying to find people that might be routing. So, for example, I'm working on somebody for season 11, Sierra Hull. She's very big in the bluegrass country area. And her normal booking might be $20,000, $25,000. Well, I talked with her booking agent. And if she's routing near us because she likes small venues, we might be able to get her for half. But if we had to bring her by ourselves and be the lead booking, we could never afford her.
Well, half is still a lot.
So half is a lot, but that's a huge lift for a small theater. So because I know that's something I'm working on, I'll be able to have conversations with people over the next year about if that's somebody that they feel passionate about and they want to see in our theater, they can help us make that happen. Because by ourselves, we couldn't do that. What we would have to sell tickets for
would be astronomical.
It's cost prohibitive.
Yes.
You know, as much as you want to go see somebody, like the first couple years that we opened, we had Jeff Daniels in, who's an actor and musician. And I think those tickets were around $50. And we sold out. People really wanted to see him. But the asking price was huge for Jeff. And so we had to have individuals and businesses come in and help us underwrite so that we could have a ticket that was feasible, that people would purchase, but be able to cover the fee. Because an actor, a performer at that level,
right,
is performing in big venues.
Yeah, makes sense. All right. Tell everybody how they can find out more.
Okay, just go to Delphi Opera House on our website. You can see some of the shows that are already posted. We'll have more, or you can reach out to me at the Opera House, or you can email me, Rachel@the Delphi Opera House.
Now, real quickly here, I want you to talk just about the August shows coming up.
Okay, in August, we kick off, we've got Red Brick Theater starting next week. The production is called A Bad Year for Tomatoes. It will be a riot. It's also happening during Canal Days, so you can come and have small town experiences. All kinds of things are happening around town. And then we'll be having a show Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the evening, and then in the afternoon for the matinee. And then Bacon Fest happens. If you've never been to Bacon Fest in Delphi, it's full of bacon.
And a whole lot more.
And a whole lot more. And we always partner with Bacon Fest, and we always bring in a comedian. And we really try to book family-friendly comedians. And so we found somebody, his name's Adam Minnick. He's delightful. He's out of Ohio. He's really excited to be here, and tickets are on sale right now for Adam.
So there you go, a comedian for those of you that think it's just an opera house. Mm-hmm. It is not.
No.
They bring in comedians and all kinds of shows.
Yeah. And I want to throw in, then we've got Brant Carmichael coming in the first part of September. He is a rising country star living in Nashville, but he's from Logansport.
Yep.
And I am so excited. He's young. He plays really hip, really, really fun country music. I think he's going to be great. And 10 years from now, we'll be saying, oh, my gosh, we saw him at the Delphi Opera House.
Just want to touch on this really quickly, too.
Oh, we've got the Hispanic Heritage Festival coming up at the end of September. And, again, there's just festivals in Delphi. It's a thing. It is definitely a thing. But there'll be all kinds of performers and vendors and street food and all kinds of activities in the theater as well. So if you are looking for live music or something to do, just Google Delphi Live Music and it'll pull up.
And the Sunday afternoon thing, I'm so excited about.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, I think it will be too. All right, Rachel Lattimore with Delphi Opera House. We'll have you back.
Oh, this was fun.
This was fun.
I had a great time.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that was Rachel. It's about the halfway point, and I know we have Jamie we're going to talk to here in just a few minutes. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.
Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM, this is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Summer is finally here, and at Encompass Credit Union, they believe there's nothing quite like connecting with your neighbors over a burger at a cookout or meeting a friend for an afternoon at the park. They're proud to be part of that great community experience and make you their top priority. So next time you're in their neighborhood, stop in and say hello and see how they can help you meet your financial goals. If they miss you, visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can become your neighbor.
At Avery Home, we know your home is more than just a place. It's where your family gathers, rests, and makes memories. Since 2015, Avery Home has been serving families like yours with Serta mattresses, dependable GE and Speed Queen appliances, and Jackson and Ashley furniture for every room. With delivery, financing, and hours that work for your schedule, Avery Home is your one-stop shop. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 10 to 4. Visit Avery Home at 54 East Washington Street in downtown Frankfort or shop online at averyhomestore.com. Avery Home, here to serve you and your family. When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Rev up your summer adventures with TC Trailers. TC Trailers is excited to announce they're now offering electric golf carts, perfect for exploring with off-road or street tires, aluminum wheels, turn signals, brake lights, and even a horn. And their flip-over seat is perfect for hauling. TC Trailers makes it easy with financing options available. Get to TC Trailers at the junction of State Roads 28 and 29, or visit tc-trailers.com. TC Trailers, your destination for quality trailers and now electric golf carts.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line is presented by